This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Visit nowdecatur.com to sign up. Decatur is launching its owner-occupied small home improvement program. Residents can apply for assistance to make necessary repairs to their homes. The city has already given $450,000 to the Northeast Community Fund to begin providing small repair grants to residents in targeted low to moderate income neighborhoods. Go to nowdecatur.com for more info on how to apply. And for more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime. One more time, that address, nowdecatur.com.
A lot of people are being told along Florida's Gulf Coast as Hurricane Ian closes in, hitting western Cuba right now.
This is the worst-case scenario for the Tampa region, and that's where we think the center of the storm is going to come on shore at around 5 p.m. on Wednesday, so running out of time for preparations all up and down the west coast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Ian is now a Category 3 hurricane, could be a Cat 4 when it hits. But what may be worse than the strong winds, all the water.
We have heard numbers between 5 to 15 feet of storm surge are possible here.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Tampa says it's a low-lying area, so.
Emergency officials warning people this is not a storm to take lightly. We heard the Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cornister really just begging people to evacuate.
Russia keeps up the attacks in Ukraine. Shelling today left at least 11 civilians dead as the voting concludes today in four regions that Russian forces had taken control of during the invasion. The expected result, the people in those areas proving becoming part of Russia. The U.S. calls that a sham. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
we stand with our partners around the world in rejecting whatever fabricated outcomes Russia announces.
In Japan, the state funeral for Shinzo Abe, the former Japanese prime minister shot by an assassin back in July. Vice President Harris among those paying respects, laying flowers. But outside, there have been protesters, critics of Abe, who don't believe he deserved a state funeral. The day before, the Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot holds another public hearing. Jury selection begins in a federal court near the Capitol to put the founder of the Oath Keepers and four others on trial, charged with seditious conspiracy, accused of wanting to prevent Joe Biden being certified the election winner that day. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Federal Reserve recent announcements is putting the country on course for a deep recession. That means wild swings in the markets and high inflation will continue to put your retirement savings at risk. Protect the money you worked so hard to save for retirement by investing in gold. Let Bishop Gold Group show you how tangible gold investments can help secure your future. Dial #250 from a mobile phone and say the keyword Bishop Gold or visit bishopgoldgroup.com.
From the very beginning and every workday since, at every shift and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, the quality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Time's running out in Congress to approve short-term funding to prevent a government shutdown at the end of the month. Now, Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer put forward a bill today to provide funding through mid-December, but that may not be easy to pass. Republicans demand money for border security. And there's this issue involving Democratic Senator Joe Manchin on energy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised Manchin he'd wedge his demand for energy permits and a pipeline into a government funding bill in exchange for voting yes on the Inflation Reduction Act. Manchin isn't budging.
Well, then they'll have to explain why they'd rather shut the government down than have secured independence as far as energy.
Liberals and conservatives balked. Progressives worry about the environment. Manchin banked on GOP help since liberals dismissed his deal. Manchin's Mountain State colleague Shelley Moore Capito will vote yes. But conservatives want a spending bill with no extras. They worry that bipartisan leaders could jam something through at the last minute to avoid a shutdown.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Speaking of energy, gas is up 2 more cents today. It has risen now 7 straight days after falling for 14 weeks from June's $5 a gallon record high. AAA's national average for regulars now $3.74. That's 56 cents more than we were paying a year ago. On Wall Street, stocks could rise after a lot of recent selling. Dow futures up more than 300 points yesterday. The Dow dropped over 300 to a new low for the year and its lowest level since 2020. A giant win for the Cowboys on ESPN.
Play clock near one. Corner of the end zone. Lamb, one-handed try. He got it. Touchdown, Lamb. What a catch.
That CD Lamb TD gave Dallas the lead on the way to a 23-16 win over New York, the Giants' first loss of the season. So now the Eagles and the Dolphins are the only undefeated NFL teams after week three. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Nationally recognized, locally invested, BC Bank is pleased to be named one of America's Best Banks for 2022 by Forbes. A prestigious and humbling honor, BC is proud to deliver best-in-class service to our valued customers and vibrant communities. Whatever your financial needs, partner with an award-winning team for tailored solutions. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Member FDIC, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 65. Wind gusts could reach as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, you're looking at clear with a low around 40 and wind gusts reaching as high as 60 miles per hour. Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 42, and for Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 66. Your temperature in downtown Decatur is currently 48 degrees, and your WSOI news time is 7:06.
Back to Buyers and Company. Kevin Verhaeghe sitting in for Brian.
Buyers and Company. WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Buyers and Company. I'm Kevin Verhaeghe. I'll be here today and tomorrow. Brian will be back on Thursday. We have two distinguished guests on the air this half hour. The president of Richland Community College, Chris Valdez, just back from Washington, D.C., and Congressman Rodney Davis, a full-timer out in Washington, D.C., but still lives in Taylorville, Illinois. Good morning to you, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kevin, and give Chris my best, too. It was great to see him last week.
Yep, he was so anxious to talk about that experience that I just thought he should come on while you're going to be on. And Richland does so many great things in this community. President Valdez, great to have you this morning.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Congressman Davis. Rodney, it's good to see you there, and good to feel all the support that you provide for us all the time.
How much are we going to miss not having Rodney Davis to go visit in Washington, D.C. when you need something for this community?
Yeah, you know, it's always been such a pleasure for us, especially in the last week we were down in Washington, D.C. with the Illinois Manufacturers Association. And you know, Rodney's just always very cheerful, very supportive, understands the issues that we have both in manufacturing and education, and is very supportive. So it's good to see a smiling face in D.C., and that will be certainly missed.
Rodney, what's amazing to me about you is a lot of people in your position could coast all the way to January and just get done with your term. But instead, you're out there making announcements right and left of resources that you're bringing to this community. For example, $22.7 million in federal transit grants for Decatur and Springfield. That's pretty amazing.
Well, look, part of my job in Congress has been, since I got there, is to fight like heck to make sure we have the most fiscally responsible federal budgets. But once those budgets are set, I believe it's my job as a member of Congress representing this district is to bring your tax dollars back home to benefit our communities. And that's just one example. I hope to have a legacy of success in doing just that. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how those dollars are partnered up with local investments and state investments to really see the successes in the long run. And most importantly, guys, we got to achieve the goals as to why those dollars were even asked for.
Right. And I know last time I was in Washington and visited with you is with the mayor and union leaders and business leaders, contractors, to lobby. This was like four or five years ago for money for Brush College Road to get that overpass there. And you got that done, although now the price is going up, and I think we're still looking for more money. But a good portion of it has been allocated thanks to you and our representatives in Washington.
Well, we're going to continue to work with, you know, folks like the mayor and folks like Chris and others like Millikan University, my alma mater. I was proud to be able to help play a small role in having them be able to address the nursing crisis in this country.
Yeah,
that's a big deal. My wife's a nurse. My son's a nursing student at another school. This is a true issue that has been talked about for decades as needing to be addressed. But unfortunately, we're still not addressing the root cause of the problem of not having enough nursing student slots for American students who want to become nurses. Millikan has a plan. Millikan's going to execute that plan, and I'm excited to see that happen for Millikan and Decatur.
Yep, they're going to be on to talk about that tomorrow, and from Millikan. And it is a big deal. And with the pandemic doing the damage that it did in these hospitals, nurses are hard to find, and they're traveling all over the state, and we need to get our arms around that problem.
We certainly do, Kevin. And you know, community colleges play a vital role, too, in addressing the nursing shortage. I know Richland has been leading the way and making sure that they're beginning, that, you know, they're getting those beginning nurses interested in the field and getting them out into our medical field, out into our system, so that they can then continue their education to grow their nursing career. And it takes all levels of nursing that make sure our medical facilities are successful as we know they can be.
Yeah. You have the Martha Schrodt Center out at Richland, right?
Yes, yes. Well, and, you know, later today we will hold a press conference, a real first cohort of our partnership with Decatur Memorial Hospital to grow our nursing program by 75%. And you're exactly right, Rodney. Certainly when we talked to DMH, they wanted to know about what kind of partnerships we had with four-year institutions to move students beyond the ADN, which is the two-year nursing degree, to a bachelor's of science in nursing, and wanted to let them know that we work with Millikan, but we will grow our nursing program by 75%. We're training CNAs, phlebotomists, LPNs, and RNs, and many of those will move on to further their education, but mostly they will move into the workforce, and I couldn't agree with you more. That shortage is it's been chronic, but it's at such an acute level that it's very challenging for our hospitals to operate without the workforce that they need. So we certainly appreciate your support. I certainly appreciate, too, that you understand that it has to be in collaboration, that you know, the federal government can only do so many things. We appreciate your support, but folks have to work together with industry, education, state, local, and federal to make this stuff happen. We really appreciate that you understand that and you do whatever you can to help us in that endeavor.
You know, Congressman, we sit here and we kind of selfishly talk about how important you are to this community, to Richland, to Millikan, to the infrastructure, to agriculture. But you're also really important. And gosh, to think you're not going to be there next year is just gives me a sick feeling inside, because of the political juice that you have for this community in Washington, D.C., that we're going to lose. But it's not just us. I'm looking at your website, and a place that's kind of near and dear to me is Belleville, Illinois, who has Scott Air Force Base. They're counting on you, too, aren't they?
Scott Air Force Base is a very big driver of our economy all throughout central and southwestern Illinois. and that base needs to be protected. Now, one thing I found in my time as a staff member for a member of Congress and as a member of Congress is the military sometimes will make decisions that don't take into consideration the localized impacts that it may have on communities like Belleville and Muskoka and others. We fought to make sure that we'd saved programs like the C-40s and the reserve, the Army Reserve unit that flies those C-40s in Scott Air Force Base. Those are the fights that I know my colleagues like Mike Bost are going to continue to take up. Look, I've been successful because I've been able to build partnerships. And a lot of those partners are still going to be there. And they're great members of Congress, and I'm excited to see them push forward with good plans and good ideas. And I'm going to be interested to see how successful they are there with over the last few months and without me as we move ahead.
Yeah, well, I guess another community that depends on you is Bloomington, Illinois. That's where you're headed this morning, right?
I am. I just drove through Decatur, just went through Maroa. So you're seeing me going a little fast. I'm not late. I didn't mean to be going that fast. But I will be in Bloomington today announcing some project funding for Chestnut Healthcare System, and then also working with our mass transit system there at Connect Transit and also with the Soybean Association. I'm also going to tout my good friend Esther Joy King, who's running in this newly drawn district that the Democrats drew. She's going to make a great member of Congress, and I'm going to do everything I can to help her get there.
If you allow me to get sentimental a little bit, can you tell the listening audience what some of your favorite memories are of your five terms as congressman in this district?
I'll be honest with you, Kevin. Some of my best memories are from when I first became a candidate, you know, when I got a chance to meet a lot of folks like you and so many in the Decatur community who decided they believed in me and not only helped me through word of mouth, but put their time, their talent, and their resources toward making sure we were successful. There's a lot of great memories in those relationships and your friendship and my our friendship and our family's friendships is just one of those great examples. But I've got so many good memories of just the quantity time in being with my colleagues out in Washington rather than those just individual issues. There's been some ups. There's been some downs. I never thought I'd have to dodge bullets on a baseball field from some crazed gunman who was screaming healthcare at us. Yeah. Never thought I'd see what I witnessed on January 6th. I mean, those are things that you're just part of history. But for me, it's just a part of my life now.
You mentioned January 6th. Where's that committee going? Is it on the right track or is it getting off track?
No, it's completely off track. I've said it since day one when Nancy Pelosi set the precedent to not allow Republican members to join the select committee. And I was an original appointee of that select committee. I was looking forward to asking the questions as to why the Capitol was ever breached. I mean, these are questions that need to be answered. I think it's pretty telling right now, and I hope your listeners really pay attention to where this select committee is. So two members of the select committee, two Democrats, have books that are coming out, Adam Schiff and Jamie Raskin, okay? They're not criticizing the books that are coming out from those Democratic members. But Denver Riggleman, a former Republican who despises President Trump, who is somebody who was a staff member for that committee, who's a data guy, an intelligence guy, he wrote a book, and it's being attacked as unauthorized by the same staffers he used to work with and by the Democrat members who are releasing their own book. I just found out today, former police chief Steve Sund, who was fired after January 6th, whose testimony has exonerated in much of the blame game that was laid at his feet. He is coming out with a book. These books, I think, will give a more accurate depiction of what went wrong and, frankly, what's not being asked on that select committee. That's something that I will continue to talk about long after I'm gone.
Yeah. Can you stick around through the weather break? Because I'd like to ask you about that.
Sure.
Okay. Congressman Rodney Davis is on the line en route to Bloomington, and President Chris Valdez from Richland Community College is here in studio. More right after the weather with Dominique Smith.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast, which is brought to you by Moreau Lumber Company. Quality material, trusted knowledge, and expertise. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 65, wind gusts reaching as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40 and wind gusts reaching as high as 60 miles per hour. Wednesday, you're looking at sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 42. And for Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. And your temperature in downtown Decatur is currently 48 degrees. Your WSOY news time is 7:20.
Add curb appeal with the new ThermaTrue entry door from Moreau Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. ThermaTrue doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the ThermaTrue doors at Moreau Lumber, 229 East Main in Moreau.
Macon County CASA and Newhoff Media invite you to the 3rd annual CASA Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting CASA's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 CASA Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCASA.org/events.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right, this is Rock and Roll Tuesday. We got all the good old rock and roll songs on. You know, Congressman Davis and President Chris Valdez is here. I can't ever forget one of the greatest experiences I've had with you, and I've had a lot of good ones, especially at your fundraisers over at Doherty's. But when we were at the Decatur celebration, we met Bret Michaels of Poison, you had a relationship with him, and you two almost cried together about this patient that you helped during his time of need. Do you remember that?
Well, this I got to give all the credit to my wife. You know, my wife was a hospice nurse at the time. And remember in Taylorville, we had a cluster of neuroblastoma, a childhood cancer back in the 90s and in early 2000s. And what had happened, she was taking care of a 13-year-old patient who was on hospice. And he was a big Poison fan. So his mom and dad let him get a tattoo of Poison. And he couldn't believe she knew their songs. because I made her listen to them when we were dating. And she called me and said, I want, can you get an autograph from Bret Michaels? Well, I tracked him down through the Recording Industry Association, sent him a fax that tells you how long ago it was, asking for an autograph picture. Well, Bret Michaels ended up calling that young man, giving him his pager number at the time and telling him to hang on because he wanted to have him come see him in Peoria. As we reminisce, we also reminded ourselves he didn't make it. But my wife said she went back to that patient for the next few days, and he was the happiest child that she could have ever hoped for in the situation, man. And Bret Michaels is the type of guy that does that.
And didn't he give him his beeper number?
Yeah, he did. And Derek, Derek, the young child, he actually paged Bret. Bret called him right back.
That's so cool.
Rodney, if I could say something, I think when people get voted to Congress, you're remembered for votes they made or didn't make, or people they supported or things they supported or didn't support. But you made a remarkable comment about Bret Michaels, and that's the kind of person he was. I think, your story demonstrates that that's the kind of person you were and you are. And I think, Central Illinois is going to miss your representation, how committed you were to this community, to the things that are important to us, and what a great person you were. So, again, folks are remembered for other things, but certainly I'm going to remember you for the great champion you were for Central and Southern Illinois. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that.
All right, Rodney. The president was out there a couple of weeks ago and visited with you, probably asking for money. Who knows? That's usually what university presidents do when they come see you. But I did ask him if he asked you or if he knew what you were going to do after after January. And he said, no, we were too polite. We weren't going to ask that, but we all wanted to know. Well, it is the elephant in the room question. And so I guess I'm not going to be as polite. But everyone wants to know. Everybody cares about you. And we're heartbroken that you got redistricted the way you did. And you fell victim to the political gerrymandering. But can you share with us what your thoughts are after January?
No, I don't know what they are. I'll be honest with you. I mean, who knows? I may need to come out and be an intern when you're guest hosting for Brian on a regular basis. But, you know, I don't know what my life, what the rest of my life holds. But I'm 52. I'm looking forward to building a new career. I'm excited about that. I can tell you it was kind of funny because, you know, I had a little more time once I got home. I didn't have to just immediately get on the road and go somewhere. So I took on a very tough challenge a few weeks ago. And it was cleaning a basement. So I have two 21-year-old twin boys, 22-year-old twin boys who have basically lived there for the past almost 20 years. And that coupled with the fact when we moved in there 20 years ago, you always just put stuff down there. So after one trash bag ripped, I had to have a dumpster delivered to my driveway. So that dumpster was sitting out there as I was loading trash and things I didn't want. So immediately everybody thought I was moving. So that was the question I had asked. Rest assured, I'm not moving anywhere at this point. I live in Taylorville. But I got that basement cleaned out. I had a garage sale, which was perfect because the garage sale allowed me to make enough money to buy a new washing machine that went out the day before the garage sale. And I want to give a special shout out to the folks at Lowe's in Decatur, where I got that washing machine. We had a little hiccup with delivery with the national firm. But those Lowe's employees in Decatur do a great job, and they really helped out and made sure that customers were taken care of.
You know, I don't know if you heard earlier, but Kyle May was on from Fleet Feet, and he said you'd stop by the store to get a new pair of shoes, I think some Hokas, because your feet hurt. And you wanted a good-looking pair of shoes that'll match your suit in Washington, D.C. And that's just what I love the most about you as a congressman for the last five terms, is you never let the big Washington Beltway life get in the way of your ordinary common Joe demeanor. You always, that, you know, I'm listening to the president talk to you. He talks to you the same way I do. We talk to you like a friend. We call you Rodney. You're Congressman Davis, but you make it so comfortable for us to call you Rodney because you really have not changed since you've been there.
That's the best compliment anyone can give me because I want to leave with the legacy of legislative success, you know, of being a policymaker, but I want to leave the same person I went in. I mean, I'm clearly not just because of experience and experiences, but in the end, I'd rather not be called congressman. I'd rather just be Rodney.
Well, someday when we're not on the air, I'd love to have a beer with you, talk about the FBI and some of the controversial things going on during the elections now to get some of the real inside stuff. But I'm not going to put you on that spot this morning. We're both just so grateful for you to be here, right, President Valdez?
Absolutely. Our community has been well represented for the last decade. It makes me a little nervous about what holds in the future, but certainly pleased that we were able to be part of the last 10 years and your advocacy and support.
Congressman, I got about 30 seconds left. What would you like to say?
No, just thank you guys. Look, I appreciate being on. I mean, I don't expect to have the compliments like you've both have given me today. And I really appreciate the kind words, but I'm just happy that I've had a chance to serve the communities that we all live in. It's been a blessing. We live in the greatest country in the history of the world. You can open up social media. You can get frustrated. You can get sucked in by the rage machine. But in the end, you got to take a step back and realize the issues we fight about are small ball compared to issues that many people throughout this globe have to fight every day. We got to remember that. And we're all Americans first.
Well, that's true. And there's something to be said for going out on top. And you're going out on top, Congressman. It has nothing to do with this primary. It has to do with your performance. And what you've done for this community and your whole district is something you should be, your kids should be very proud of, to have a father. And I know Shannon is a great, great supporter of yours as well. So thank you for being here. We'll have more of Tupper right after this.
This is R.J. Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. The Secretary of State's office is calling the Electronic Automobile Insurance Verification Program a success. Over the first 14 months of the program, the percentage of registered voters without insurance in the state dropped from 12.7 to 6.9%. Insurance companies work with the Secretary of State's office to confirm electronically that motorists have insurance. Vehicle owner insurance is verified at least twice a year at random intervals. 230 ADM employees teamed up with St. Paul's Lutheran Church for a mobile packing event for Feed My Starving Children. The organization provides meals to children around the world who are facing malnutrition. ADM has partnered with FMSC for over 10 years. The Decatur area has packed more than 1.7 million meals for the organization during that time. For more on that and other stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
Homes on Florida's west coast are considered at risk of being hit by storm surge from Hurricane Ian. Austin Elbery is leaving his home in Tampa.
Once this morning came up and we woke up and saw where it was coming, we made the decision that, you know, we were going to, you know, get out of here and go take some, you know, shelter somewhere else.
The storm's expected to come in as a major hurricane tomorrow into Thursday. The Capitol riot trial starts today for members of a right-wing anti-government militia group.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four close associates will be tried for seditious conspiracy. The charge is considered a step below treason. Federal prosecutors will try to highlight Rhodes and his alleged accomplices' planning in helping to carry out the riot on January 6th of last year.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the men say they trained and armed themselves in case President Trump called up a legal militia under the Insurrection Act and as protection against left-wing groups. America's listening to Fox News.
At Decatur Blue, we take your business personally. And what's more personal than a family business owned by the Nelson family passed from one generation to the next? Decatur Blue specializes in high-speed color copies, in-house graphic design, large-scale color printing on every material imaginable. Our printing is on display across the Midwest and in Central Illinois' most visible venues with a team of 8 in-house pros still led by the Nelson family who regularly make magic happen for large and small businesses alike. But the heart of Decatur Blue remains the same as when the family first started. The personal commitment to quality, the way we remember your name and it feels like family, and doing whatever it takes to do the job right so you can grow your business. We are located at 230 West Wood Street, just off of downtown Decatur. Or go to DecaturBlue.com or our interactive website, Decatur Blue, 230 West Wood Street, just off of downtown Decatur. Or go to DecaturBlue.com or our interactive website. At Decatur Blue, we take your business personally.
The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center is fighting back against breast cancer during the month of October by raising awareness during the annual Real Men Wear Pink campaign. By partnering with local high school sports teams, the Real Men Wear Pink campaign raises awareness and encourages early screening for all women. And you can support the cause by talking with the women in your life about how early detection of breast cancer can save lives. Think pink all fall during HSHS St. Mary's Hospital's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 65, wind gusts reaching as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight you're looking at clear with low around 40 and wind gusts reaching as high as 16 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. And for Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Your temperature in downtown Decatur is currently 48 degrees. And your WSOI news time is 7:34.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers and Company. It's time for the retired executive sports editor, Mark Tupper from the Herald and Review, and now WAND-TV and WSOY personality. Mark, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Kevin?
How do you like that introduction?
It sort of took me off guard. I've not heard that one before.
And sometimes you just jump in your truck and talk, too.
I used to do that. I am retired from truck talking.
Oh, did you? Okay. Hey, you've got, I know you're a mega Cub fan, but you've always been very gracious to us Cardinal fans because of the 50-50 split in this area. But you've got to be pretty excited about these Cardinals with Pujols and Molina and Wainwright and all that stuff.
Well, you know, we're down to the final days of the season, 9 days, and then the postseason. And I know Cardinal fans are geeked for what could be coming. And as I look at it, what could be coming is just about anything. I have no idea what this team is going to do. They could win it all, and they could be out in a flash. I think their recent offensive woes are a little bit unsettling. They had 11 runs in that game on Friday night when Albert hit his two home runs, including number 700. But if you take that game out of the equation, in their last seven games, they've averaged just over one run per game. They lost the series in San Diego. They lost the series to the Dodgers. And starting tonight, they have this quick two-game series in Milwaukee. And this might be the perfect wake-up for their offense. They close the regular season with six games against the Pittsburgh Pirates, three in St. Louis, followed by three in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is the worst team in a bad division. They're 40 games under 500. Every team now is keeping close tabs on their starting pitching. It's late in a long, long season. Starters have generally accumulated a lot of innings, a lot of wear and tear on arms. If possible, some guys need a little rest. They need to be freshened up a little bit before we get to the postseason. Adam Wainwright has talked about dead arms this time of year. So for St. Louis, they want to win games. They still have to clinch the division. They want to get their bats going, especially Paul Goldschmidt, and they want to set their starting pitching rotation for the postseason. And then beyond the Cardinals, there's a great race to be decided in the National League East, where the Mets have a one-game lead over the Atlanta Braves. And among the remaining games are three between those teams. The Mets and Braves play each other in Atlanta this weekend in a three-game series. So there's just a lot worth watching in the final 9 days. And anything could happen with the Cardinals in the postseason, as far as I see it.
Yeah, only time will tell with the Cardinals. But I know I'm overly biased, but I think they've got the type of team that can rise to the occasion with the offense and the pitching now.
They do. I mean, they do have the type of team that can do that. So do a lot of other teams. And other teams have been doing it a little more consistently. So they've got to pull it together. I look at that lineup, and I think they should score 6-7 runs a night. And because I like the way that lineup sets up top to bottom. And yet we've gone through this stretch here where they mysteriously kind of have gone to sleep with the bat. So maybe tonight, 6:40 tonight, Cardinals at Milwaukee. You can listen to the game right here.
Yes, and John Rooney and Ricky Horton just do an excellent job. I listened to them and watched that on the web the other night with Apple TV Plus, and I just couldn't take it any longer. I had to listen to the radio right here on WSOY. So I did both, and it was just great. We come back. We're going to talk Illini football and basketball. But first, let's take a break for First National Bank.
Hi, I'm Dave Kuczynski, CEO of Investment Planners and IPI Wealth Management. At IPI, integrity and ensuring significance and peace of mind are the key to the way we do business. Our clients trust us to take care of their investments, and it is our responsibility to work with business partners that will help us do just that. First National Bank is one of those partners. FNB's quality service and two Decatur branches provide us the stability we need to accomplish our mission. Thanks, FNB.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
Mark, wasn't that long ago, both coaches were in town over at Mac's facility. I don't know, it was 300 people there, I bet, that listened to these two coaches, the football coach and the basketball coach talk about the program this year. They got us all excited, and they're starting to deliver.
Well, they are. I mean, Illinois basketball in particular, practice began yesterday morning. Brad Underwood met with the media. Conditioning has been such a big deal this offseason. I know that conditioning is a big deal every year, but this team is going to be so different. You know, Kofi Coburn is gone. This team is going to run. This team is going to play fast. And one of the things Brad talked about now that they're in full team practices is that now he can see them play through fatigue, and that's going to be important. He said Terrence Shannon, who's a transfer, who's a really exciting athletic player, stopped practice the other day because he didn't feel like the guys were running hard enough. And Brad loved that and said, you know, that's kind of a first. But it's a player reminding teammates, we have got to go full speed all the time. There's just so many new players. It's going to be a new look. I don't know what this team is going to look like. Brad doesn't know exactly what this team is going to look like, but we know it's going to be fast. It's going to be a runaway car, and it's 31 days till their exhibition opener, and that's going to come by pretty quickly. So I'm anxious to see what this team looks like. When they begin, and they'll change a little bit as we go. There's going to be a lot of experimentation. Regarding Illinois football, they are at Wisconsin this Saturday. This is Brett Bielema's homecoming. Of course, he was the head coach at Wisconsin for a number of years. This will be Wisconsin's Big Ten opener. It's an 11 o'clock in the morning game on Saturday. And, you know, Brett is trying to downplay his return to Madison. I understand that. He's got a game to worry about rather than all this other stuff. But, you know, I like what we've seen from Illinois, with the exception of the one drive at the end of the Indiana game. I thought their victory over Chattanooga, we saw their offense open up in a way that we had not seen before. I really like what I'm seeing from Tommy DeVito. They're a new quarterback, transfer from Syracuse. He's completing almost 70% of his passes, 9 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. This will be a battle of 2 great running backs. Braylon Allen for Wisconsin, he's a bruiser. He can run. And Chase Brown from Illinois has been terrific. So don't be misled by the Wisconsin score against Ohio State. Ohio State beat them 52-21. That's more of a statement of Ohio State. They are bigger. They are just better than everybody. They have more talent. That game they won was without their leading receiver and their top 2 cornerbacks, and they just plug other guys in, and not every other team can do that. Illinois can't do that. So looking forward to Illinois-Wisconsin, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be wanting to walk into that hornet's nest on Saturday, because Wisconsin is upset after that loss. I talked to a Wisconsin fan yesterday, and they're reeling. They're going to have to make a good showing against Illinois. So it's going to be a tough game.
It will be a tough game. Wisconsin's a 7-point favorite in that game. That's a difficult place to play always. It's packed. It's crazy. It's nuts. But you know what? Bielema's teams have played well on the road, and we'll see what they do up there at Wisconsin. It'll be a tough one.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Again. And the great Mark Tupper, folks. Dale Coley's coming up next.
Did you know one of the many ways the Community Foundation of Macon County supports our community is through grants? Hi, this is Rachel Moran, Director of Communications for the Community Foundation of Macon County, and I'm here to share that we are accepting applications for our Impact 100 grant from September 1st to October 1st. Each year, the Impact 100 grant supports nonprofit programs that build capacity and support individual and community well-being. This year's funding focus supports mental health, social enrichment, and engagement programming. Nonprofit organizations are encouraged to apply. The Community Foundation of Macon County and its donors are committed to strengthening our community and creating a better quality of life for all. It is through the generosity of our donors that programs like the Impact 100 grant sustain Macon County for generations to come. For more information on the Impact 100 grant, please visit our website at MaconCountyGives.org or call 217-429-3000.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com. I never
Welcome back to Byers and Company. Brian will be back on Thursday. He's taking a couple days vacation. Dom, are you doing the whole week, or is Nick coming back as well?
Nick will not be coming back. It'll either be me or Lindsay. I think the plan is Lindsay.
Okay. He's celebrating a baby girl, and he's home helping Jen, I imagine. Although he has like three other jobs, Dale, so gosh only knows what Nick's doing in his, on his time off, if he ever has time off.
He is a Renaissance man, no doubt about it. He's a teacher. He's got businesses going. He is truly, truly one of the treasures in Decatur that people don't know about.
That's, well, they do now. I think being on Byers and Company kind of helps you know about Nick. Hey, I don't know if you know it or not, but that last commercial break was a marquee coffee break. And are you a discerning coffee drinker yourself?
I'm not a coffee drinker at all, but we have the coffee in our location.
You're smart. You're a good businessman. You may not drink it, but you know what's good.
I know what people drink, and it is amazing. Yeah, David talked me into doing that a long time ago, and when we first opened up the business there, and DJ's continued with it. So it's been a great partnership between Dale Selig Pharmacy and Marquee Beverage. It is your quality stuff. Absolutely correct.
They've been around for 40 years.
Absolutely.
You know where the magic is?
In the beans.
Yeah, you got it. All right. So Dale Coley, not only a great entrepreneur, a wonderful pharmacist, owns three stores here in town, pharmacy stores, and gift shops, but he is just an outstanding human being. I like to be able to say I can call you one of my better friends in town.
Absolutely. That's what I consider you. I answer your phone call every time, even though I know it's going to be an interesting program.
Yeah, 8 o'clock last night.
whatever it is, because you're on the cutting edge of what we need to take care of in Decatur all the time. And anytime I can get hooked up with you and getting some things taken care of in Decatur, I am all in with that stuff there. Great family that you got. Our families are so close. My daughter and your daughter. Matter of fact, Megan is one of the co-hosts whenever I'm at the Richland Community College trustee board meeting.
Yeah, so she rubs that in all the time. You never let me on your show, Dad, but Dale lets me on his.
And it's truly Lauren's show because they do such a great job. I listen to about the first 15, 20 minutes of that show every time on my way out to Richland. And they are phenomenal together.
We're talking about Pharmacy Facts with Friends.
It is. Pharmacy Facts with Friends. And
Tuesday nights.
We talk a lot about a lot of different things, but it truly is one of the things that keeps us in the loop in Decatur. It helps us with a lot of things. When I first called you, or you first called me about doing that show years ago, and I said, Kevin, I don't think I've got an hour's worth of stuff to talk about. The first program we had, I talked the entire time and found out we had to have commercials. So the last 12 minutes, I think, of the show was commercials. But it was a great, great time. And it's been truly a blessing with Lauren being in charge of it. And she does a great job with it.
Oh, she's so calm and steady. And, you know, you're full of energy. Yeah. It's a good combination.
It is. It's fun. And I do no show prep. It's probably pretty obvious most of the time. But it's fun.
She sent me a text last night. Let's see, it was 8:21.
Yeah.
It's right after I got phone with you.
Yep.
To tell me to make sure he stays on track. We're talking about Dr. Steve Sobelton tonight on Pharmacy Facts with Friends. So I've got a little tutorial here.
We are so blessed to have had Dr. Steve Sobel in our community for 37 years, and he's retiring at the end of the month, which is coming up this Friday. I think he has one more day in the office. My wife has worked for him for decades, we have a great relationship with Steve. He was a neighbor of ours in Stevens Creek for years. Great relationship with the family and my kids and his kids are pretty much the same age, and they were in school together and just a great situation. He's retiring. I think he's just moving to the next phase of his life. I don't think Dr. Sobel's, like any doctors, will truly retire, because they've got so many people that are going to talk to him and say, hey, asking for advice and that type of situation. But over the last month or so, Rita and my wife Rita and Jamie Moscato and Shonda Lynch and Julie Michaels have been putting together a little celebration of retirement for Dr. Sobel. We're going to have that Thursday night out at the Conference Center from 5 to 8, and it really kicks off his retirement. We're going to have a lot of people have sent in so many memories about Dr. Sobel, and it truly is amazing when you start looking at him. And we have a little video that we're going to do, and would love to have you come out, Kevin, and just to say goodbye to Dr. Sobel.
We received an invitation.
Yep, and
we're going to be in Phoenix for a wedding, yeah. but we've got to get him a card. You know, what you say about Dr. Sobel, I have my own personal experience as a patient, but I've got employees, friends. Mm-hmm. If we opened up the phone lines right now, we could do a 3-hour show on testimonials of what this man has done for people in saving lives, saving throats. I mean, he did some big time surgery. Yep. On people that other doctors wouldn't touch.
Head and neck classy. He is one of the prominent head and neck surgeons, not only in Decatur, not only in Illinois, but in the country. And he is known throughout the country with his expertise. You know, a lot of times you have people that are very, very intelligent and smart, that's Dr. Sobel in a heartbeat. But he also has the skill sets to save people's lives and give them better quality of life. But the thing that really sets Steve apart in my mind is the way that he has this compassion and caring. And it doesn't matter if it's 6 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock at night.
He explains things.
He's there and he's for his patients.
He called me up when I had COVID to make sure I'm doing all the right things. And he wasn't even my GP. I mean, it's amazing. Hey, we're going to blow through another break here and I'm going to get in trouble. So we got Dale Coley in the house. Called him last night. I wanted to make sure he was coming in. I didn't want to do a phone interview with him. He's too good. We're with Dale Coley right after weather with Dominic Smith.
Tonight.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast today. It's going to be sunny with a high near 65, wind gusts reaching as high as 26 miles per hour tonight. Clear with a low around 40 and wind gusts reaching as high as 16 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 42. And then for Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 66. And your temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees. And your WSY news time is 7:52. And this weather was sponsored by Shaner's Towing. Fast, reliable, 24-hour towing in the Decatur area. 217-875-2200.
When you have car trouble and need a tow, trust Shaner's Towing. Shaner's of Decatur is your best choice for business towing solutions in Central Illinois. Roadside assistance, farming, towing and recovery, auto repairs and tires and more. If you're looking for a fast and reliable partner for all auto and heavy duty needs, just visit shanerstowing.com. Trust Shaner's and save their number, 875-2200. That's 875-2200. When accidents happen, when you need a repair, trust Shaner's Towing.
Every moment. Hawkins picked it off. Thought about a three. Drives down the lane. And he slams it in.
Every play.
Hawkins to Melendez.
Every celebration.
And the Big Ten championship is in Champaign.
Illinois basketball season tickets are available now. Be in State Farm Center for every home game this season for as low as $250. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Dominic, I swear you're in the car with me half the time because you're playing all the songs I listen to.
I love the Supremes.
Yeah. Diana Ross in the Supremes, the Temptations, taking care of business. Dale Coley is in the house. I'm Kevin Berhaney. Brian will be back on Thursday with Lindsay. And, Dale, we're talking about Dr. Steve Sobel. He's retiring. It's just, he's a staple in this community.
Yes, he is.
It's just hard. We had Congressman Davis on. It's just hard to see some of these staples no longer being a part of our community. And we're just going to have to get used to change, right?
It is. It's absolutely. And I'm not sure people realize the impact that Dr. Sobel has made on this community over the last 37 years.
Well, his patients have.
And where he's taking it from. It's going to be a nice little, we're going to have a little program from 5 to 8 is the come on out and say goodbye to Dr. Sobel. We're going to have a little about 6:15, 6:30. We're going to have a little presentation, have some videos of people that have, videos from people around the country that know Steve and are very, very, very close to Dr. Sobel. It's going to be a bittersweet situation. He absolutely deserves everything he is getting for this from the standpoint of what he's given to Decatur. We're going to be really missing him. But some of the people that he has a home out in Park City, and Michael Jordan's one of his neighbors. I mean, he's on a first name basis, and matter of fact, with Darren Williams, the Illini guard from the Final Four team that they had, we had some friends of ours, you know, both of them that were playing golf in Texas down there, and with Darren Williams. And they got there, Darren found out they're from Decatur, and he says, I have a good friend of mine from Decatur named Dr. Sobel. He picks up the phone and dials Steve Sobel.
For a doctor, he's the biggest. Him and Dr. Fletcher are the two biggest extroverts I know. You'll never be lost for something to talk about when you have lunch with them. Matter of fact, we had Dr. Fletcher, and I got asked this before we run out of time, last week. Yours may have been burning. But he is a big proponent on this new virus.
The bivalent virus, right? Absolutely.
Well, the virus is what we need to deal with. But the vaccine, mm-hmm. What is that called?
It's a COVID bivalent vaccine. And
yes.
It's by Pfizer. And
it's supercharged, right?
Yep. And it takes care of not only the original virus, but also takes care of the Omicron virus. We will have a booster clinic up at Coley's Corner at from 1 to 4 on Friday. Every Friday we have that. People are getting the vaccines more, in especially the boosters, and I think that's a great thing. It's going to help our community. But Dr. Fletcher is such a proponent of this, and great article about him in the paper the other day, and it truly is. He is the expert in Central Illinois about COVID vaccines and COVID in general. And very, very approachable. I mean, just you can call him up anytime.
Well, and he's very generous with his time on your radio show, mm-hmm. Pharmacy Facts with Friends, and on Soy City Buzz.
Yep.
Actually, Brian and I got into a bit of a discussion the other morning about him challenging me, am I going to get that vaccine? And I hesitated. I've got more vaccines in me now than I've ever had as a kid. And you know, I just hesitated. And I think there are a lot of people in my camp that wondered, is it really necessary? And he was on that last Monday night, and not last night, but two Mondays ago, if you want to podcast it. Uh-huh. And he says, absolutely, get this vaccine. And you're in that same camp, aren't you?
Absolutely. And David was absolutely the second individual to get the vaccine from us almost 3 weeks ago, and he's first in line, has his sleeve rolled up and ready to go. He lives what he's preaching. I'm telling you.
And you weren't always that way. You were a little hesitant at first.
I absolutely, and I had two or three conversations with Dr. Fletcher, and he totally turned me around about what the needs were.
And you're a pharmacist.
I'm a pharmacist.
That proved a lot to me.
I'm telling you, it's definitely in my wheelhouse, because I'm getting it.
One more time, real quick. Well, how can you get this at your place?
Come to Coley's Corner Drug between 1 and 4 on Fridays, and we will have it available for you, the Pfizer vaccine. It's the bivalent, and it is necessary to have.
Okay, that's Dale Coley, Coley's Corner in Dale South Lake Pharmacy, and he's also at the Crossing. Mm-hmm. Listen to him tonight with Dr. Sobel and Lauren. It's Pharmacy Facts for Friends at 5 o'clock. Dale, thanks for being here, and more Buyers and Company right after this.
No matter where you are,
thank
we're
you, sir.
There. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. The Kirkland Fine Arts Center will celebrate Hispanic American Heritage Month with the award-winning show Tango del Cielo on October 15th at 7:30. The performance includes live musicians and dancers, as well as film, art, lighting, and effects in homage to the silent film era. The day of the performance, performers will hold two classes for free for anyone who would like to participate. Tickets for Scoville Zoo's Boo at the Zoo are available starting today at ScovilleZoo.com. Visitors can enjoy treat stations, animal encounters, and rides on...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.